You're listening to Advocate Radio, and this is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, November 9th. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors at Advocate, and with me today are Ellen Raff, our Lake Highlands neighborhood columnist.
Hi, great to be here.
And Carol Toller, Lake Highlands neighborhood blogger.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're both here. And today we've got a couple of big topics to talk about. First, we're going to start with the town center and the rumors swirling that Tom Thumb is looking at it. And second, we're going to talk about parks in our neighborhood and some of the fascinating details Ellen learned at a recent conference. We'll start with Tom Thumb. Carol, what do you think? You wrote a post last week that has been getting commented on like crazy, but what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
You know, I don't have any insider information, and I made that a disclaimer pretty quickly. I was really reacting to your post about some rumblings, and I have heard some rumors, but don't claim to be an expert on it, but I am an expert in grocery shopping. And I just was making some observations about what I was seeing at the Tom Thumbs you mentioned. I shop at both, kind of depending on what I'm doing and where I'm coming from and all that. And I had seen, separate from you mentioning what you were hearing, I had just seen kind of what seemed like a crazy change in the Tom Thumb at LBJ and Skillman. It's hard to differentiate the two because they're both on, Skillman. You called it Skillman Royal. I kind of called it Skillman LBJ. But I shopped there a lot. And I had been noticing over about the past month that there were just a lot of small things that my interpretation was that management was not reinvesting in that store. You know, stores that have been around, you know, I've been grocery shopping in Lake Highlands for 25 years or more, and you just kind of see some periodic upkeep, you know, new counters, new coolers, new grocery carts, you know, there's technology updates and all of that that happen rarely, but some of the small things happen on a pretty frequent basis, and if you shop there enough, you notice them, and a lot, none of that stuff had been happening lately, and so when you wrote your post about Tom Thumb talking to the town center people, it made me think it, that maybe the lack of reinvestment was an indicator that you may be right. Well, the most fascinating thing to me was how many commenters wanted to put in their observations as well. And I think there, you know, as always, our listeners and our readers are brilliant, and they noticed some fabulous things. Some of them wanted to defend the store. That's, they love the store and they shop there a lot. A lot of people who say they shop there a lot have also noticed a decline, and they gave details on other things. Other people who shop at different stores wanted to promote their favorite store, be it the new Aldi's, be it the Albertsons on Northwest Highway. A lot of people were disappointed because they really liked the scuttlebutt that a Sprouts or something like that was coming. I think we've all been mentally and emotionally invested in this idea of the town center for a long time, and a lot of people like me have gone to the information brainstorming sessions that the Prescott people put on, and we talked about all the things that might go there and restaurants and shops, and I think a lot of us who've traveled around have visited other grocery stores and other places in the country and kind of thought, gosh, won't this be great? And the idea that it might just be a Tom Thumb and same old, and the idea that we might close to other ones and have, you know, big vacant, big spaces was pretty disappointing, I think, across the board. You know, people said we're going to have another Sack and Save or Big Lots in those spaces. Nothing against those two businesses, but, you know, I think Lake Highlands people were just really excited about what was going to happen in the town center and still will. But I think it would change the center if a big 80,000 square foot Tom Thumb was going in there. Some more of the comments that I thought were so smart. Don Lee wrote in to say that Jim and Julie are his favorite pharmacists at the Skillman LBJ store. You know, a lot of those kinds of comments about what they will miss if that store were to move or go away to some degree. And one commenter, TS, said LH isn't over retailed, it's under demolished, which I thought was kind of interesting. But I think we also had a lot of people who said that the continuous request for charitable donations at the checkout line at Tom Thumb was driving them crazy. So we have loyal listeners, loyal followers, and they say they have been contacting their favorite Safeway rep or website to pass along our feed, and so that's good.
Grocery stores are interesting because we all have our favorites in different ways, and you almost can have like a character of a grocery shopper,
yes.
which is really interesting. Ellen, I have to ask you, what do you think? Carol mentioned Tom Thumb just kind of changes the town center. What do you think of that?
Oh, I was extremely excited about the idea of a Sprouts because here, for us to go to Sprouts, we really have to drive a far distance. It was exciting. And Whole Foods, we've got access to Whole Foods and Central Market, easier than we can Sprouts. So Sprouts was going to be, as you say, something new and different. I just want to say I'm a little partial to the Skillman Abrams store, and some people were talking about that too. And of course, the idea of a new Tom Thumb makes us in Lake Highlands always fear that the older stores are going to close, because we've seen it happen so often. Something new opens, the other one closes, and then we're just left with another big old eyesore. What has been interesting, I know that Wet Dry will change the way that the Skillman Abrams store, I think, is probably existing on the fact that a lot of people like to shop there because it's adjacent here and it's a quick way to go and pick up a bottle of wine along with your groceries. So that reason for existing may be going away if you can get a bottle of wine pretty much anywhere in Lake Highlands. However, I still want to put in a plug for it. I hope it stays open. If we can have two Targets so close together, why can't we have two Tom Thumbs with different meanings? For example, and the other reason that I would hope it can stay open is because it's just about the only grocery store left around here where you can just kind of pull into the parking lot, park right outside the door if you're, get there at the right time, run in, run out, without having to go through the whole gauntlet of different, the parking at Target, Super Target is just hyper, even at Fiesta. So I really like that the three corner grocery stores there at Skillman Abrams. I just hope that we can keep that.
It is kind of amazing that we have those three big grocery stores in one spot. And, from there you could throw a rock and hit a bunch of different great grocery stores, which is great for all of us who do shopping. It does kind of beg the question, how does our neighborhood keep them all propped up? And it's possible that we can't go on forever with that.
It is possible. I agree with you. I want the parking lot aspect looked into.
Yeah.
Well, and I was amazed how many people told me they like to shop at the one across from North Park, which is a lovely store, but talk about a parking nightmare.
Oh, my word. You can't park there to save your life.
And you certainly wouldn't want to go there anytime from October to January with the Christmas craziness at North Park. So it is a lovely store. We've got some better ones.
I attended a retail conference recently that I'm hoping to post about here in the near future, but there were two things that were said there. There were more than two things said, but two things that I kind of etched in my mind that would affect the town center. One is that as far as lending, grocery store anchored centers are getting lending these days. Grocery store centers, and then they also said credit centers, which would be, like your McDonald's, your stores that are so, well established that then the developers of those properties can borrow against and build a center. So grocery stores, that's why we're kind of still seeing grocery stores moving and looking to open new stores. So that's something. On top of that, though, every owner of real estate in that room basically said mixed use is dead. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They have gotten out of their mixed-use developments because it's not working. And the reason they said that is because it is so hard to get all of those units to come together. You're talking, you've got to work on, this side of retail and this side of retail and this side of retail, so your grocery stores and then your retail stores and then your you know, big retail stores, and then your mom and pop retail stores, and then your, you know, chain retail stores. And on top of that, you're dealing with infrastructure and how do we get residential. And so just so many moving parts that they just became too complicated. One of the owners kind of joked that I don't know what happened. I guess every city planner went to a conference on mixed use developments and decided to build one. And, you know, we've seen this kind of dearth of mixed use developments post the recession. I don't know what that's going to mean for Town Center. I know that Prescott has been trying for a long time to get a grocery store to anchor that spot. And I'm sure at this point they're thinking, whatever we can get to get this project going. And so that's the upside of if Tom Thumb is indeed, as we're hearing, seriously looking at Town Center, that would at least get that project moving. And a lot of other real estate experts I've talked to have said, and that project getting moving is what's going to change things in Lake Highlands. You'll see the ripple effect, not quickly, just like we're not going to see the Town Center develop quickly, but you'll see the ripple effect if Prescott can convince some retailers to move in there.
Well, and I know that the Lake Highlands DART station, which is, I think, set to open December 6th, I wonder what effect that will have. It certainly will generate some traffic in that center. You know, and some people speculate that more traffic will kind of be a spark, and some speculate that, you know, the average traveler that uses that train may not be a big shopper. And right. So it depends on the demographic of the traveler and who gets off at the station and who is using the station, so, and how much of the neighborhood kind of buys into it. And if it's just people coming from Plano to work downtown and back again, and there's not a lot of foot traffic from it, you know, it may not have an effect. So we may have to wait and see, but that could be a spark as well.
Right. That DART station will be interesting. Another post I'm trying to write, I'm behind on my posting this week, is, you know, that was designed to be a kiss and ride DART station. It is opening December 6th, going live with a lot of the Green Line that's opening in other parts of Dallas. It's kind of comical if you drive by. I'm trying to remember how people are going to get to where they're, get to the station and then get to where they're going. There are...
What and ride?
Kiss and ride. So as opposed to...
Am I the only one who doesn't know
I'm sure you're not.
It sounds very romantic.
Doesn't it sound romantic?
It really means no parking.
Yes. Yeah, so,
very little parking. So somebody brings you, drops you off.
It's not a park and ride.
It's not a park and ride. That's essentially... Correct. It's a yeah. cute way to say there's no parking spots.
And the you know, with the lack of a lot of development and business at the center, there's a whole big old parking lot, so it can be park and ride for all of Lake Highlands. Can all go on the same day. But if the development were to really ever play out the way it's designed, the idea is that there'd be so few parking places available because it would be such a busy center that they don't want to call it a park and ride because they can't guarantee you that you'll find a space.
Right.
Okay, so if you don't have someone to kiss you goodbye, you got to go to a park and ride.
Well, I'm told there are 62 parking spots at the Lake Highlands DART station. So if you live nearby and you want to take the DART to the DART rail to your downtown office or wherever it is you want to go, you have to be one of the first 62 cars to get there. That's the deal. And then after that, you have to go to a nearby park and ride.
And how tough will enforcement be? We don't know. You know, that was part of why the access to the neighborhood over there was denied, the ABCDE streets, because they didn't want everybody parking on their streets on Cove Meadow or whatever and walking across and getting on DART. So, you know, again, it's not a problem when you have a big old parking lot, a big old green field over there. There's all the places in the world. It's only a problem when there's shoppers and parking and restaurateurs and all that.
And I think the eventual plan is once the Town Center gets built out, there will be perhaps more spaces for DART riders in a maybe parking garage that the Town Center builds. That was, if I remember right, in some of my original conversations about the projections for the Town Center. So we'll see. I mean, it may not stay 62 forever, but for right now, while there's nothing on that land but land, if you want to use that station, I think, and if you want to drive to that station, you've got a 1 in 62 shot, I guess, of using the station. So there you go.
Okay.
Well, we'll move on from retail to parks. Ellen, tell us about this conference or workshop you attended.
It was called a summit, I think, a park summit, and this is the first time Dallas has done it. the mayor was there, and different members of the city council were there. Our city council member, Jerry Allen, was there. And they were getting together to talk about parks and have a summit, which was it turned out to be, I thought, really fabulous. It was held at Fair Park.
Over this weekend, is that right?
It was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it was really, the people that were there were just really so impressive. It was a very diverse group of people from all parts of Dallas. Joan Wallen, who is our representative on the park board, the representative for District 10, told me that she was instrumental in trying to get it together with a man named Lee Kleinman. And they did a fabulous job. There were presentations about different aspects. I think if they do this every year, it'll be fantastic. So I learned a lot, and I heard some things there that would be very encouraging to anyone who really cares about the parks here.
So, such as?
Mayor Leppert said, well, if you look around, you may have noticed there is no oceans or mountains here, but the people in Dallas care just as much about those things, and so does anyone who would want to relocate here.
So he wants to build oceans and mountains? No.
That's the new technology. No, what he said was that here, parks are even more important than in those other places. And I thought, am I dreaming? Because what else do I want to hear the mayor say except that he understands that? And it was really a good day for me to hear the politicians talking that way. It wasn't a day when you were going to hear anyone really dissent, you know? The person saying, wait a minute, I don't have the money for that, and I don't want to be taxed more. That person wasn't there. It was really a preaching.
So this was more kind of ideas.
It was a preaching to
hopes.
The choir day.
Yeah.
But the good news really is that the original plans to shut down some of the rec centers around Dallas, that didn't work out, and for the city shutting them down. Yes, they ended up raising taxes. This didn't result in a big influx of money. It got them back to a level where they might have been a couple of years ago, just so they could keep the centers open. But why did they do that? Because there was so much outcry that they began to realize that these parks and rec centers are important to their constituencies. So that's why it happened.
What did you learn that might be a result of any of these ideas or thoughts in Lake Highlands?
In Lake Highlands, they estimate that our rec center will reopen in the spring, possibly April.
So April 2011.
Right. And that there's actually another design in the works for the Willie B. Johnson Center, which is a very well-utilized center. And there are some very passionate people I've seen at the town meetings and also came to this park summit to advocate for the Willie B. Johnson Center.
Is that in Hamilton Park? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I also heard our own Jerry Allen saying that he wishes that there could be a recreation facility north of LBJ. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely nothing there now. Wow. You know, he would qualify it. I think he would qualify it by saying there's so much need. There's so many great projects everybody would like to do. But he did say that he would be in favor of that. And the way they would do that, probably, there's just no land up there. So it would probably be getting rid of a multi-family buildings at some point, if that ever became possible. So I thought that was fabulous news.
You know, our rec center is such a center point in Lake Highlands, and part of it is the proximity to Lake Highlands High School. But, you know, from, you know, moms taking their little ones up for, you know, painting class or soccer or whatever to after school programs to, you know, painting classes for the elder, you know, everything in between.
Bridge.
Yeah.
Bridge.
All demographics, all ages, it really is such an invaluable part of Lake Highlands. And I know, you know, green spaces in general add to all of our property values, but a resource like that is such a gem. I think part of why, like, Highlands Rec Center was kind of untouchable when the budget cuts were coming is the neighborhood support of the rec center, you know, groups like the Lake Highlands Junior Women's League and Women's League and some of the groups, Exchange Club, that made contributions to betterment of that area from the gazebo. I don't think it's really called a gazebo. I can't think of it. But and the Spray Park, of course, was kind of the first big hit from the Lake Highlands Junior Women's League. And so I think the Parks Board sees that Lake Highlands supports it with, you know, patronage, but also money.
Yes, that sort of partnership with other groups, whether it be businesses or groups like the Exchange Club or the Women's League and Junior Women's League, that partnership has been mentioned again and again, and that's something that they would like to see parks not be so at the mercy of the economy and the city taxes. So,
well, and if you think about it, I mean, they are innocent. I mean, they're community centers. Parks are community parks, and so they are the more, when you think of where is our neighborhood gathering space, or maybe even a third place for some people, you live one place, you work one place, where's your third place? Sometimes that's an obvious answer. How can we improve our community? We can invest in the park, we can invest in the rec center. That seems to make sense.
And when a family is driving around with a realtor trying to choose a house and choose between one neighborhood and another, sometimes that's the kind of thing that makes the difference between the five different houses they're looking at or the two.
There are studies that show that, and they talked about that in one of the presentations that Mary Paws, who is a realtor, she was a candidate for mayor at one point. I think she ran against Laura Miller, but she's a realtor, and she gave a presentation saying that there are studies that prove that this certainly green space adds to the value of the land, whether it's commercial real estate or residential.
Interesting.
And Joan Wall did say one other thing that I thought that was really interesting, that they're even looking, or it's in her mind that they might make Orbiter Park. Has anyone, remember, you seen that sign when you're driving on Royal to Central Expressway, Orbiter Park? Who's ever visited Orbiter Park?
I'm trying to think right now.
Right.
It's over by those modern...
It's a drive-by park.
Okay, right on. Drive-by park.
So, she did mention that that was a park that should be utilized or made to be something that people can use by either having better access to it or a reason to go there. And, just they also are excited about trails, easements with Encore easements going behind, I guess, the Freshman Center, because the Encore, where they have the power lines,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's land that can be used for trails. So
right.
I just was very encouraged by hearing so many good ideas. And there were some great people there from the neighborhood just advocating for the Moss Park soccer parks, the trails, the bike trails, fixing the flooding problems there. Joan Wall, I talked to her today just to make sure I had some of these points correct, and she said she thought that this whole summit was great for the mayor and the city council to see that there is, quote, an educated, organized constituency that cares about parks.
There you go. And Ellen Raff can definitely count herself part of that.
Yes, exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, we're going to hear about this topic in future columns, maybe blog posts, that
Absolutely.
Sort of thing. Great,
yes.
Great.
A lot of good news.
Any shameless plugs this week?
I do. The Wildcat Wranglers at Lake Highlands High School are preparing for their dinner and adult dance clinic and auction that's coming up Sunday, November 21st. It will be Sunday evening from 6:30 to 9:30 at Lake Highlands United Methodist Church. The Wrangler captains will be teaching line dances and couples dances to those who attend. You can come with a mate or come alone and meet some new people. And Wes Niles and the Texas Skeeters will perform live, and you'll be dancing to live music.
Wes Niles and the Texas Skeeters.
Yes. That's a neighborhood dad band,
it's
if I'm not mistaken.
Dad band. They're very, very talented. And they have Lindsay Jones as their singer, who, when she is able to make it, she is a college student and fabulous talent, graduate of Lake Highlands High School. And tickets are $25 for a single or $40 for a couple, and that includes a barbecue dinner. And we'll put an email address where you can purchase tickets on the blog.
Great. Ellen, how about you?
Well, the Moss Farm Neighborhood Association is having its meeting tomorrow night at Moss Haven Elementary. I said tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, which would be the night of the podcast. So it's only shameless for a day. But
hopefully.
The Neighborhood Association is important. And whatever association you belong to, I hope that you would support it.
So plug to support your neighborhood association,
there you
specifically
go.
Moss Haven, if you happen to live in that neighborhood. I'm going to shameless plug to something we're going to link to on this blog post, which is we're on iTunes. And we've been on iTunes for a while, just kind of quietly trying to see how this whole iTunes thing goes. But for those of you who, like me, sometimes forget to listen to podcasts or read blogs unless they're automatically updated into your iTunes feed or automatically updated into your RSS feed, this would be a good subscription for you. We'll be linked. The link that says listen to this podcast will send you straight to the iTunes page, and you can just listen to us there, or you can add it as a subscription in your iTunes.
We have gone high tech.
Completely high tech.
Good deal.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been the Lake Highlands Podcast, an edition of Advocate Radio.